You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Growthpoint Properties, the largest real estate investment trust on the African continent and on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, announced today that they are making a significant investment to co-invest and develop the new Cape Winelands Airport precinct. This has been something that has been in the works for quite some time, and it seems as though a significant partnership has been announced today from the Growthpoint team. For more on this, we're going to be chatting to the regional head of the West Cape at Growthpoint Properties, Votor De Forsey, joins me now to see what we make of these developments. Votor, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. This is a very, very big moment for any company, much less a real estate investment trust that has shown the market that it is intent on expanding in nodes it really believes in. And the Western Cape precinct, particularly this project, is very evident of that.
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. Firstly, thank you for hosting us on your show, and yeah, we're very excited about what's transpired over the last, let's call it, year or so, negotiating this transaction with the CWA team, Nick and his very capable team. And yes, it speaks to our strategy as Growthpoint. You know, we believe in precincts. We also, you know, it's not all about profit, but it's about places, you know, and we think this is strategically a very, very important milestone, obviously subject to all sorts of regulatory approvals still, but for Cape Town, you know, for tourism and Cape Town and this beautiful city we live in.
Votor, can you give us a sense of the magnitude of this project and of Growthpoint's commitment? I mean, what are we talking about here in terms of initial commitments, what's been signed and agreed to in terms of the partnership? I can imagine this is going to be a multi-year project, but can you give us some insights around where we start?
Absolutely. So this project is going to take years to roll out. So phase one is in the region of about 8 billion, and in phase two, about 16 billion to really take us to a point where you can say the airport is established. Then we don't even talk about what really one of the reasons we invest in this is also the peripheral play, you know, with logistics and the like that would become an entire node. So Growthpoint's role in this transaction is actually more as a development management. It's a development management role, asset management role, and a property management role. So with how we structured the transaction, we made an initial seed capital investment, let's call it a private equity investment, that secured us a seat at the table. And from here onwards, we'll be a partner of Nick and his team. And so what we will be doing is the airport is basically four precincts. There's an aeronautical infrastructure precinct, a services precinct, a terminal precinct, and a general aviation precinct. So what we will be doing as a developer, so we will be overseeing or have an oversight role with the likes of WBHO, which is the main developer in the aeronautical and infrastructure precinct and the services precinct. So just in layman's terms, those are the runways and the taxiways and the terminals, etc. The services are the ground handling, utilities, air traffic control, etc. So we'll just have an oversight role there. After that, we'll be instrumental in being the developer of the terminal precinct and the general aviation precinct. So the terminal precinct typically are the hotels and the event spaces, offices, retail. We're planning a museum and then all the logistics and related businesses that rolls out from there. And then the general aviation precinct, which seems to be extremely popular at the moment. If I look at the waiting list for FBOs, which is a fixed base operator, and general aviation or private hangars, basically, you know, so we'll be the development manager and the developer as far as that's concerned. Then we will also play the role of an asset manager or asset management, and in property management. So we'll be instrumental looking at fundraising and all the related asset management services, which is strategic asset management, basically. And then the property management, which really is about, you know, the operational management, the day-to-day, looking at the leases and dealing with the clients or stroke tenants in the precinct. So we'll be managing the precinct from a Growthpoint perspective. So our capital risk or how we structured the transaction is really a phased approach. You know, it's a low risk entry point. There's still some regulatory hurdles, as I say. It looks very positive, and we really hold thumbs that everything falls into place. And then we springboard within the as Growthpoint into opportunities as and when we choose to, you know, so we've got an option from a transaction perspective to raise the capital and to partake in ownership in some of these developments that we'll do.
Votor, can you give us a sense of what some of the outstanding conditions might be for proceeding with the development of the precinct? You mentioned, of course, there are some regulatory approvals that would be required. Can you give us just an overview of what some of those might be?
Yeah, sure. So the EIA or the environmental approval is imminent. We really hold thumbs. We expect an outcome soon, hopefully before the end of the month. And then obviously the town planning stuff kicks into action and the construction phase. But I suppose the EIA is the first big one, and thereafter the aerodrome license processes, which Nick and his team is driving hard. So those are really the two big ones. And then after that, which will probably, you know, only start once we get our EIA and the like, are the license approval. And obviously we're looking to apply for an international license. So but these things will happen in sequence. It won't happen all together.
Votor, can we take a look at Growthpoint's strategic decision in investing in this particular precinct? We know that the Growthpoint business has a star asset in the Western Cape already in the form of the V&A waterfront that you co-own with the Public Investment Corporation of South Africa. This not only diversifies you out of an asset that is doing exceptionally well, but it also presents an opportunity to build a new asset that could potentially do even better. Can we just look at that from a strategic point of view as a business?
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. I think you mentioned two words, which is very prominent in our strategy, and the one is precincts. You know, as you mentioned, the V&A, we've I don't know if you recently saw, and maybe I can use the platform to brag a bit, but you know, the award we won for Long Kloof Studios, the Canopy by Hilton precinct up in Kloof Street. We have spoken about the Southern Sun joint venture. We're looking in the foreshore. I'm just talking about the Western Cape right now. That's a precinct. So the Cape Winelands Airport could be seen as, or is seen as a precinct place. So that for us is very exciting. And precincts come with control and security and safety and all these other things that you do experience in the waterfront. So that's the first thing. The second thing that we're very excited about, Cape Town, as far as industrial is concerned, land is extremely scarce. Besides expensive, you know, to make things work. And so we sit with a list of inquiries and potential users, and we don't see this play only as an aviation play, but also as an industrial play, you know, with rolling out industrial developments in the peripheral areas around, and you know, firstly obviously the airport land, and then thereafter hopefully expand that. So that corridor, if you look at the N1 and you look if you look towards Malmesbury, northern suburbs past Durbanville, we believe is a growth area for Cape Town, and this precinct, I believe, with also some mobility plans that the city has announced, will be very accessible and would be very attractive for industrial users. So that really plays into our strategy 100%.
A strategy that will undoubtedly reposition a Growthpoint's Western Cape portfolio, perhaps enhancing the portfolio beyond what it already is. Hopefully the relevant approvals go through so we can break ground on this project and see it come to life. We'll leave this conversation on that note for now, though. Thank you so much to Votor for those insights and for the time. Lovely having you on the show. Votor de Vos, the regional head for the Western Cape at Growthpoint Properties, taking us through the partnership announced to develop the Cape Winelands Airport precinct.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.